This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, and on this episode, I'm having a conversation with Colin Boyd about how to speak and sell from stage. So whether you are doing webinars, live streams, or actually booking a paid or unpaid speaking gig, this episode is for you, so stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, before we dive in, I just want to let you know that this week's episode is sponsored by my one-day event that I'm hosting in San Diego on June 28th. Now, on June 28th, I'm going to be doing an in-person training to help you write, create, and implement a successful Facebook ads campaign together. Now, we've only got 15 seats available, but during the event, we're going to go through Facebook ad copy creation, where we'll write compelling copy and discuss what stands out and converts in the newsfeed. We'll help you set up custom audiences that are actually designed to convert leads to sales, and we'll teach you what custom audiences are. We'll walk you through the actual setup of a Facebook ad. And finally, we'll spend some time on some next level testing and strategy. So if you want to book your seat, we are maxing it out at 15 people. So there's only going to be 15 people at this workshop. It's going to be a small, intimate training. You can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/San Diego. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/San Diego. And we will have all the details there for you. Now, jumping into this week's episode, I'm super excited to introduce you to Colin Boyd, who is a member of the same mastermind that I'm in with James Wedmore. Now, the reason I brought Colin onto the show is because he has a knack for turning a platform into a selling opportunity. Now, if you've ever done a webinar or a speech or even a live stream, you know that there's a certain finesse that it takes to actually sell successfully. You can't just show up and hope that things are going to work for you. And so when we brought Colin on the show, we decided, what do we want to talk about? And we decided we really wanted to discuss, how do you actually set up a successful talk that sells? Whether that be a live stream, a webinar, a speech from stage, what is the actual system to getting people to convert into your paid offers? But more importantly, how do you actually get people to connect with you, like you, connect with your story, connect with your speech? Because here's the thing, at the end of the day, regardless of what medium you're using, you're trying to get people to connect with you. And Colin is an expert at stoking connection and getting people excited at the prospect of investing and working with you. So that's everything I've got as far as the introduction goes. I think the best thing we can do is just dive in and welcome Colin to the show. Hey, Colin, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, great to be here, Zach.
Well, I am super excited to have you on the show. We are in a mastermind together. And you are like the go-to guy for selling from the stage. And you've helped a ton of entrepreneurs. You've helped me craft some of my messaging that we do on webinars. Like, it has been amazing to just watch you work inside the mastermind. And so I know a ton about what you do, but for our listeners who may not be familiar with you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your story, and how you help people?
Yeah, thanks, man. Before I do that, dude, I just want to say that you're a freaking genius. For anyone listening to this podcast, Zach is the man. And, you know, whenever I'm thinking about like marketing and launching and challenges, I'm like, dude, I need your help. And so I just want to say that I'm stoked to be on the call. In terms of me, wow, I think for me, my obsession with learning to speak and sell on a stage started early on in my business. It was about 10 years ago that I started my expert business. And at the time, I mean, I didn't know anything about digital marketing or anything like that. And I remember one time I printed out this like a letter, and it was like, you know, do you need a life coach? And I cut the bottom of the letter so that you could pull off like my cell number at the bottom. And I went around and I put it on different poles around my community. And like, this was like my marketing efforts. And I remember leaving it for a couple of hours and going back and then seeing a few of the things ripped off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my business is going to explode. Like, this is insane. And then I remember like looking down on the ground and all the little bits were just like floating around and someone had just ripped them all off and just thrown them on the ground. And so like, this was my level of sophistication, right? And then I got this opportunity from a referral from a friend that I'd had to speak on a stage. And so I went in, I spoke on a stage, there was about 137 people in the room and gave it my best. And right at the end, I made an offer. And basically it was an offer to do some coaching with me. And if they were interested to leave their details, leave their business card in a little vase that I'd bought at like the $1 store at the back of the room. And out of 137 people, there was about 124 of them that put their details in the back. Wow. And I remember just thinking, oh my gosh. And I called them, you know, almost all of them. And we ended up signing like 15 or so coaching clients. And then within a week, I'd landed my first like proper paid presentation. And that was with HP. And I remember that phone call because the guy was like, oh, buddy, how much do you charge for a keynote? And I'd never, ever charged in my life before, right? And I said, oh, it's $4,000. And he was like, oh, that's easy. No problems. And I'm thinking, okay, because I was so nervous to say it. And then he goes, and then right at the end, because I was such a rookie at this, and right at the end, he goes, I asked him, I said, hey, I'm curious. His name is Tony. I said, Tony, how many people are going to be at the training? And he said, oh, you know, there'll probably be between 5,000 to 5,500 employees at the training. I was thinking, did he just say 5,500 people at my first ever paid speaking engagement? But it ended up going really well. And HP have been a client for so many years. But that was kind of like my intro by fire into the like speaking and selling on a stage. And then probably 4 years ago, I transitioned into this space of, you know, digital online, and I started selling my stuff online. And then I had another opportunity because I was very much getting paid for a presentation. I remember going to another presentation and I asked the guy, I said, mate, do you mind if we mention my program and basically say it as a next step from the keynote that we're doing? And the guy was like, that sounds great. And I did the pitch and we did $125,000 in a 30-minute presentation. And I remember just thinking, what on earth is happening? Like what is this thing where I can talk to people, make an offer, and if it's congruent, like they just go nuts over it. And that just really started my absolute obsession with speaking in a way that sells. And so for me, it's yes, it's live stages, but it's also mastering that on webinar and like live streaming and video. So it's any sort of leverage communication platform, because I know that a lot of your listeners are digital entrepreneurs. And so for me, I'm like, that's, you know, a stage is like multiple things, any sort of leverage communication platform. So yeah, that's kind of the journey I went on.
I love it. So it's been really cool. And I love what you talk about, which is really, you know, at its core, creating leverage in your business. And when you get people in a room, there's just a certain level of, I don't want to say sophistication, but maybe engagement, that those people are in the room for a reason. They want to be here. They either paid to be there or they took time out of their day to be there. And you can even say the same with webinars. Like if people show up live to a webinar, like they're taking the time out of their day. There's a level of commitment there. So talk to us a little bit kind of about like selling from stage. Like where do you kind of start when it comes to selling from stage? And I love what we talked about before we hopped on the interview that I think you could talk about, which is like there's kind of three levels of selling from a quote unquote stage. So can you kind of walk us through almost the ascension of that and some of the basics of mastering selling from stage? Not yeah. a order.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's three levels, I would say, or three kind of platforms that I mainly focus on. Because when I say selling from stage, you know, if you're a digital entrepreneur, you may not at the moment, maybe after our conversation, you might want to, but you may not want to speak on a live stage. Like I get that. I think that if you want to be an industry leader, then I think it absolutely is a must that needs to be on your agenda. Because if you look at any industry leader, including you, Zach, you know, you literally just got back from Australia from a speaking engagement. And so you look at any you know, like industry leader, they are people who go after stages and they speak on live stages. And so I think that is the mecca. And that's really where I kind of, you know, mainly just love and focus on. But that's like that's the top level, right? You can start out in so much easier spaces, which is a live stream. So a live stream or even just a video is a stage. And so for me, a stage is defined by any leveraged verbal communication platform. And mainly it's like where people can watch you or experience you on a multi-sensory level. So they're seeing something, they're hearing something, you know, they're feeling your energy, all that sort of stuff. So I would say like the bottom most easiest level is a live stream or a recorded video. The next level would be a webinar. And so a live webinar, obviously you could be a recorded webinar as well. But for me, that's actually a stage in itself. And then the highest level, the summit is the live stage presentation, whether that be putting on a two-day workshop for your community, your online community, or going after speaking at conferences and, you know, doing those sort of things. So they're kind of the three stages.
I love it. So if somebody's thinking about getting into speaking, does it make sense to work through those stages? Does it make sense to go right for the top and want to be speaking from stage? Like, is this an ascension through that, or can we kind of start at wherever we are?
Yeah, I think the easiest thing to do is to start at the live streaming stage. Like, start at the live streaming, you know, just get comfortable with that and just start doing that on a Facebook Live or something like that. Go to a webinar. And then, you know, as you're developing, definitely go after the live presentations. It all as well depends on your commitment to, you know, how fast you want your business to go. And so, because for me, speaking on a live stage on a platform is like one of the fastest ways to grow your business and grow your positioning in the market. And so like even just getting footage of you speaking on a stage and putting that, you know, on your website, there's something that is innately intrinsic about a stage that positions you as an authority in the market. And so if you're wondering why customers aren't coming to you and you're only going to customers, it's because of your positioning in the market. And so speaking on stages, speaking at conferences and things like that, for me, it's one of the kind of methods for being positioned as a thought leader or a, you know, like the person to go to in the industry on that particular topic. And then people start coming to you rather than you having to go to them. But yeah, if you want to kind of start out, you can start out just the live video. But if you're ready for it and you want to commit and do a fast track, then there's no reason why you can't go after the live stage.
And I think what you're saying is so important, which is, you know, there is this level of perception that comes with live streaming or interviews or webinars, but especially speaking on stage is like, it shows that you're an authority in the topic. And there's so much opportunity. You know, I spoke from a few different stages. I'm not a huge speaker in the industry. I should probably work on that as I'm listening to you talk, but we've been able to do, you know, paid speaking engagements and then unpaid speaking engagements where we can sell from the stage. And what we found is that both have their own benefits, but the big thing is that it does make you look like an authority. Like people come up to you and say, hey, I want to interview you on my podcast. Hey, I want to invite you to my next speaking gig. And when speaking gigs go well, like because of the one I've done in Australia, we've already lined up another opportunity to speak. So I just think there's something so powerful about what you're saying, which is leverage yourself as the authority and create content. So maybe you can talk to us a little bit about positioning yourself as an authority when you're just getting started, because what I'm hearing is like speaking makes you the authority, but don't you need to be an authority to speak, right? So it's almost like this double-edged sword of like, where do you actually come in and start creating the authority? So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're kind of referring to the intellectual property work that needs to be done prior to getting on a stage. So I'd absolutely recommend people doing the deep work. And the deep work is, you know, getting some one-on-one clients, testing your methodology, getting some results, And in that, you actually start to create a level of conviction and certainty in your content. And so when you step on a stage, and what tends to happen, I mean, life isn't always linear. It's definitely not linear. You know, it's organic, it's magical, and stuff comes out of the woodwork in terms of opportunities, especially, you know, when you've done the work and you're ready. And so for me, you know, I always definitely recommend people like doing the work and getting solid in your expertise, because I've got this kind of journey model, but basically it shows that to become masterful at speaking on a stage, you need to really not just be a good communicator, but there needs to be this absolute level of conviction that you bring around your content, so that energetically, when people experience you, they actually buy into the conviction that you're bringing. And the conviction represents certainty in an area that they have uncertainty. And I think it's this cycle of application and getting evidence that what you're doing is working, and then that builds your confidence. Yes, there are some mind hacks and things like that that I teach around, like just getting confident to step on a stage. Like there's a ton of like really helpful mind hacks you can use, but it also, you know, if you haven't done the work, then it's kind of like you're just kidding yourself. And so yes, I think there is a level of hard work and deep work that you need to do. And there is also a point where you have to go, you know what, I know enough in this space to really start teaching it and start getting into it. And so there's this imaginary line that you have to step across. And it's like the expert line. And no one will really go, hey, you know, you're across the line. It really comes back to you making the decision at some point and going, you know what, I'm going to step across this line. I am an expert in this area. And usually a lot of time that means you know at least a little bit more than everyone else, and your stuff will start to develop as you start implementing it. So, yeah.
I love that. And I think, you know, I've been around this industry for a while, and I've seen people who are like, you know, you can become a paid speaker, and it's, you know, super easy. But, you know, there is, I love what you're saying, because I'm not saying that it's necessarily hard work, because it's a simple process. And I'll ask you to kind of walk us through that process in a second. But I just love what you're saying is like, actually do the work, right? Like you don't just want to be like, I'm an expert one day, like establish that work with one-on-one clients, launch your online course. The easiest way in my experience, and maybe you can talk a little bit to this, Colin, is you're saying stuff comes out of the woodwork, but it's not going to come out of the woodwork until you're doing the work that actually attracts people to you, whether that be one-on-one. Like one of my first speaking or my first speaking engagement was a one-on-one client who was like, I'm actually putting on an event and I've loved working with you and I love your methodology. Come to my event, right? I don't actively seek out speaking engagements, but they come to me because I'm doing the work, because I'm down in the, not in the weeds, but down in the dirt saying, I'm launching my course, I'm reaching new people, I'm doing interviews, I'm putting my name out there. So I just want to commend you for that, because I think so many people that I talk to in this industry are like, well, just go speak. And you're saying refine and craft your methodology. So I kind of want to pivot a little bit. What kind of are the steps to becoming a speaker? I know you have a process that you recommend. How do we ascend from, okay, I know what I want to do, I'm becoming masterful and gaining conviction, to now I'm speaking on a stage? Is there a process or a series of steps that we can kind of go through to get there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in terms of like your ability and growing in, you know, in generating speaking engagements, there's kind of like six stages that I find people are in as they build this arm of their business. The first stage is where, and this is beyond like, you've worked on your content, you're starting to work out your messaging, but most people are focused on themselves. And the lowest level you can be in whenever you kind of are going after a speaking engagement is you focus on yourself. And so that is where, you know, you're coming into a speaking engagement and you're asking questions like, you know, what will people think of me? And will I be good enough? And will they like me? And will I be credible enough? And when you ask that, you end up in a place of fear for my American friends, fear, and with Noah. And the result for the audience is they move into this place of almost concern for you. I don't know, have you ever been in a speaking engagement where you've seen someone and they're really struggling on stage, like they're really nervous?
Yeah.
And you're like, you actually feel concerned for them. You're like, come on, buddy, you can get through it.
Yeah.
And that happens because their focus is on themselves. So that's the lowest level. The next level is what I call intuition. Intuition is, it's actually untrained intuition. And so this is where you're working on your speaking, but it's like you've had no training in how to actually speak and sell on a stage, and you just trust in yourself. Now, you know, like there is definitely this whole movement of like, you know, trust your intuition and your inner voice and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Like, and I get that, and I'm massive on that. And if you want to actually build a business, you need some structure and sophistication in what you're doing. So if you want consistent results, I mean, I know that's why, you know, I joined a mastermind, is to learn structures, systems, processes to actually implement a business. That's why I do courses and all that sort of stuff. And so that's the second level, is untrained into it. It's like the classic 21st speech. You get up and you're like, you know, I'm just going to, whatever comes out, comes out. And it's like one presentation will go really well, one webinar will go really well, and another one, yeah, not so well. And so that's because you don't have a structure to follow. And that moves us into a third stage, which is structure. And that's what a lot of people come to me for. They're like, how do I structure a presentation, a webinar, or a video, or a live speech so that I actually build credibility with my audience, things make sense, there's like a flow to it, right? And there are actual formulas that you can structure in terms of, you know, moving through. For me, you know, the kind of the bigger overarching structure, which is, I call it infusion selling. But essentially it's, the phases are, you touch people's hearts, right? Right at the start, you've got to touch people's hearts. You got to get into their psychology, touch their hearts, touch their emotions. The second stage is shifting their minds. And shifting their minds is like really working on what are the thoughts, the beliefs that they need to have to be able to say yes to my offer or want to do more work with me, or at least make a congruent decision that this is an area that they want to see transformation in. And so that's the second kind of phase with it, is shifting their minds. There's a little part, and depending on the type of presentation, because there's three types of presentations, but for me, it is equipping their hands. And equipping their hands is giving them some practical strategies like tacticals and practicals. And then the final piece is moving their feet. And so that's about actually getting them to say yes, make a commitment, or take some actions depending on the type of presentation you're doing. And so that is like the general kind of overarching structure. Does that make sense for like a
perfect sense,
a speech? Yeah. So, I mean, that's the third phase. Fourth phase is stagecraft. And so if you start moving into the higher levels of speaking, you're going to want to master your stagecraft. That's like body movement, tone, questioning, how you use different models and frameworks, all that sort of stuff. It's like the art, it's the magician in you, and you start kind of high level engagement at that level. And then everything shifts at the next level, which is the fifth. And that's where you design your presentation, not for you, but for your audience. And so you come in and you're like, I'm not building this for me. This is completely based on, I use a thing called an audience psychology map. It basically maps out the trigger points for an audience for them to say yes to an offer or what I'm actually teaching. And then the final stage is purpose. And purpose is around you tapping into your higher purpose of the presentation and why you're there. And so it's above the audience. It's even above you. It's, what is the purpose driving this whole thing? Like, what sort of contribution do you want to make? And when you come from purpose, there is this conviction that you bring to a presentation that goes beyond any other thing that most people speak on. And so they're kind of the six mastery stages that I find that people move through in becoming masterful on stages, whether that be a live webinar or a live stage or video. So yeah, happy to answer any questions on any of that.
Yeah, I love that. And I think one thing I want to point out that I really love about this process that you're saying is that it moves from this place of I have a message to I have an intention. And I think that's so key. And one of the things that we hear a lot from our audience that maybe you can touch on is like, well, I don't want to be salesy or I don't want to be sleazy. So when I get to this point where I'm moving from like the third or fourth stage where it's like, you know, I'm touching their hearts and I'm shifting their minds and getting them into moving their feet to working with frameworks, at what point do you, or how, I guess, do you overcome that fear of like, well, now I'm just selling versus educating or supporting or moving people into an action?
Well, I think this is such a deep idea because there is definitely some hang-ups that people have around selling. And if you have a hang up around selling, then you probably won't have a very profitable business. And so I think it all starts at the foundation of your psychology of this. And so the two beliefs that I feel like people need to have to really grow their business is, especially in using this sort of a methodology, the first shift that people need to make is that whenever you speak, whether that be on a webinar or a live presentation, speaking is selling. And so whenever you open your mouth, you are, even if you're not making an actual offer, like asking for credit cards, you are selling an idea. You are selling them to make a decision. Like, you're selling them on content. You're selling them on saying, this is a valuable piece of information that you can utilize and use. And so knowing that speaking is selling, that's a different frame, because a lot of people see speaking is education or speaking is helping. And I think it's kind of, it's too big of a, yes, it is, but even education is selling. Because, you know, like, you look at a teacher when they're educating students, they have to sell, if they're a good teacher, they're going to sell their students on the idea before they even tell them the idea. And so speaking is selling. That's the first shift you need to make. The second shift, which I find is the most transformational, is that selling is serving. And so rather than selling is meaning sleazy, or selling is meaning you're pushing something on someone, or selling is meaning you're asking for someone to do something that they don't want to do, if that's what you feel like selling is, then you're never going to be successful in this industry. Where when you understand that selling is actually the way that you serve people at the highest level, then everything changes. I know for me, like with our program, the Sell From Stage Academy, I feel an absolute obsession around helping people to understand this content, because I feel like it's changed our lives and changed so many lives that if I can help them to make a full commitment to learning how to, even if they want to use it on a webinar, if they can learn how to use this stuff, then they're going to be able to serve and help so many more people. I mean, think about this for you, Zach. Where do you get your highest or your best testimonials from? Do you get it from people who download a free PDF, or do you get it from people who have joined your highest level programs? Like, where do you get it from?
Yeah, we get the highest. We tend to get higher level transformations the higher priced or touch point an offer is.
100%. And I think there was this conversation that we had that you were in the room with, Zach, in our mastermind, which, you know, I said to James, who runs our mastermind, I said, James, you know, the price that you put on this mastermind was not about you getting money. I said, it was about you creating a space for us to commit to ourselves at a higher level. Mm-hmm. And for me, as I've gone through the evolution of what an offer actually is, an offer is not about you saying, hey, you have to do this. An offer is about saying, this is a space that we are creating, and there are processes that you'll go through that will quite literally transform your life and get you certain results. It is your choice if you would like to enter that space. Would you like to enter? That's an offer. Like, that's not pushy. That's just going, this is the space we've created. There's a commitment level that comes with that, which is a price, an energy, a psychology commitment, a time commitment. But if you are willing to make that commitment, we've got a space that will see a transformation and get you a specific result.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. And we've talked about this before, and we've actually had James on the podcast, and he says, you know, the transformation is in the transaction. And I love what you're saying, because it's really getting to the core of the fact that when people commit, we have so many beliefs and ideas around money and what money means, that when we invest our money, we're committing at a certain level, right? So when someone pays $7, they're committing at a different level than when they pay $700, than when they pay $7,000.
100%.
So, like, you are actually encouraging people to show up and get the transformation by giving them the opportunity to work with you. And so I love what you're saying about, you have to realize that you are selling, and that I have a good friend who likes to say what you said, which is selling is serving. And if you're keen on serving.
He must've got it from me. Yeah, no, I'm joking.
but
who is this guy?
It's so true that we have to move into this space of we're serving our audience by selling. And I just love that. So Colin, tell us a little bit about, and I know we're starting to wrap up here, but I do have one more big question for you. And that is, as we move into this space, as we start to become more sophisticated, you know, what I'm hearing from you is that there are sophisticated levels in how you speak, from video to webinar to stage. There is sophistication in how you speak, moving through the seven stages of yourself, untrained intuition, presentation, stagecraft, audience design, and purpose. But how does one actually hone the craft of putting the offer out there and getting past that fear of like, what if no one takes it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think putting the offer out there takes a lot of courage. It really does. And I love what Brené Brown says, where she talks about courage is the commitment to emotional vulnerability and uncertainty. And there is this level of courage that it takes to make an offer. And one of the reasons why people don't make offers is because they're scared. You know, so often when you're doing a mastermind call or something, you go all the way around like what all the strategies are. And when it comes down to it, they're just scared to make the offer. I know I've gone through that, right? I know you would have gone through that, Zach. It's like when you're making an offer, you're trying to make an offer, it's like a lot of stuff comes up. And I think that helps a lot with that psychology of, you know, you come back to what's the story that you've been through. Like I think about what's this journey that I've been through and the transformation that I've been through, and I've seen my clients go through in terms of that journey and that story. And I think, would someone else like to go through that type of experience? And so putting that sense of like service on it, and it's not about you can't make someone do anything. And so I think there's this old school mentality that is kind of the enemy for me in terms of what I teach, which is that really pushy, aggressive types of, you know, manipulative selling. For me, it's very much like, how can you create immense value in the presentation, but also get great conversion rates on your presentation because you've served your audience really well? And that's the trade-off for a lot of people, I think. Like they go, oh, I want to provide lots of value. Like, I don't know about you, Zach, but I know for me, I've done times, you know, in the past where it's like, that was like the best presentation ever. And you even get emails from people going, that was so valuable. And it's just crickets. Like there's no sales at all. And you're like, what just went wrong? And that's because people think you have to, if you provide value, then you can't get conversions. Or if you get conversions and you can't provide value. And my obsession is about combining the two. And I think one of the best ways to do that is through your story, is through like, how do you inject your story in that? Because when you tell your story, you tell client stories, you can draw out principles, you can draw out ideas, and everyone just loves a story. And so when you infuse your story and then your client's stories through it, you draw out some principles and some ideas, and you're adding value through that, it creates engagement, it creates value, but it also unconsciously embeds in the listener's mind, hey, this is a journey that you can go on. And if you're ready to make a decision today, then you can kind of make that decision moving forward. So yeah, that you know, that's kind of a big answer for it, but that's part of the journey that I've gone on.
No, I love that. And, you know, it's funny when we do webinars or presentations, I almost always include a picture of me and my dogs because my dogs are kind of part of my story. And that's a whole nother podcast episode. But what's funny is that when I meet with people afterwards, like we did the speaking event and I've got a couple of people that we may be working with one-on-one or through a management. And one of my dogs walked by and they're like, oh, is that Charlie? Is that Ted? And it's about building that deeper connection and realizing that people are buying from you because of you. And the offer is great. And like you said, so many of us get caught up in the logistics of the offer, but having a powerful story lets you share your offer, share your value, and still convert so that you don't have to feel like, well, if I teach, right? Like that old school mentality in the online marketing space was like, you know, just give lots of value and people will love you. And that's great, but love doesn't pay your bills, right?
No.
So it's like,
or feed your dogs.
Yeah, or feed your dogs. So that really opens up like a whole new can of worms that I know you solve. So because we're limited on time, unfortunately, the running joke was I told Colin before we started, as long as he was good, we'd go longer than 5 minutes. But I really want people to have the opportunity to learn how to tell their story. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on and maybe where we can find more information about developing a story that sells?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of my clients came up to me the other day and he was like, dude, how do I use my story to sell? And I was like, well, I can tell you, or I can create something for you. And I said, give me a day. I'm going to spend the whole day on it and just build something out. So I built out this thing called the Sell With Story Guide. And basically what it does is it gives you a step-by-step process for teaching you how to uncover your story, because you have a lot of stories that you are under the surface that you don't know about. So it gives you like a whole bunch of prompts to uncover your story. It goes through what a signature story that sells is actually about, because there's a difference between just a normal signature story and a signature story that sells. So it teaches you that difference. And then it also goes through the actual three core elements that you need to have in your story, like the step-by-steps that you need to move through with your story to make it a signature story. And so for me, it's one of the easiest ways to sell. And you can utilize this on your next Facebook Live, you can utilize your next webinar or your next live presentation if you want to move towards that as well. And so if you want to grab it, I think the easiest way to get it is just, you can go to sellwithstoryguide.com. And so, yeah, you can just type that into the world wide web, the intranet, on sellwithstoryguide.com. So yeah, that's where they can grab it. I'm excited about it because it's super helpful.
Awesome. And that's sellwithstoryguide.com. We will link that up in the show notes. Colin, before we wrap up, are there any parting words of wisdom you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, we get such an opportunity to work in an industry that not only you can make incredible money compared to a lot of spaces, but you get to make a contribution. And so for me, you know, I just want to encourage your listeners to continue to keep that front of mind, that focus on contribution, learn the art of persuasion. Like, I'm just obsessed with how can I authentically engage people and add value, and also move them to a place of congruent decision around how they can commit to themselves on a higher level. And so I think any sort of learning around, you know, marketing and persuasion and so forth, combined with this real intention of contribution, is just a beautiful combination to have. So, and it's been a pleasure having this conversation with you, Zach, and I've known you for 3 years or so, and it's just been great doing the journey with you, buddy.
Well, Colin, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. And guys, go check that out. Seriously, sellwithstoryguide.com. I cannot tell you how much Colin has helped me and the people that I know with persuasion, with selling from the stage. And the reality is, you want a good story to sell, whether it's on a video, webinar, stages, and Colin really helps with that. So go check that out, sellwithstoryguide.com. And Colin, thank you so much again for being here today.
Thanks, Zach. Talk soon.
All right. So I don't know about you, but I thought that was a fantastic interview that we just did with Colin, because he really dove deep on a lot of information that lets us know, how do we actually move people into enjoying our speech, enjoying our talk, and actually becoming paid prospects. So this is one of those episodes where it ran a little bit long, but it's part of our Conversations with a CEO series, where we're just having really candid conversations. And I hope that by listening in to what Colin and I were talking about, you got lots of value. Now, just to wrap it up, we will have all of these show notes over at heartsoulhustle.com/121. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/121. We'll have everything over there for you, including links to my San Diego event, the links that Colin talked about, some of the content we mentioned, and of course, a link to Colin's awesome free training that's coming up. So I hope you guys got a ton of value out of this show. If you did, as always, don't be afraid to take a screenshot of your iPhone, your Android, tag me on Instagram, and let me know what your favorite part of the show was. Until next week, keep hustling. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.